Are you ready? This is 153 pages of the confidential agreement between Moderna and the U.S. government. And it goes back to 2015.
What?
Jason, what was happening in 2015?
Frankenstein coronavirus.
That's right. The same time Dr. Barrick and Dr. Shi published their paper on the new Frankenstein coronavirus. In fact, let's skip down to page 104. It shows that the NIH and Moderna were collaborating with Dr. Barrick. Wow. His signature is on page 106 of the material transfer agreement. But let's get back up to the top of this specific agreement. The NIH appears to be transferring the mRNA tech to Dr. Barrick. But look what they want to make clear. Quote, mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by the NIAID and Moderna. I'm sorry. I mean, I've seen ulterior motives before, but usually you see them coming. Did you know that the government co-owns the vaccine?
Hey everyone, Tom here with G24/7 Censored. I hope you all are being blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ today. For today's Bluetooth challenge video, I was Bluetooth scanning on my way to get supper at In-N-Out Burger here in California, and I wanted to share with you some very interesting Bluetooth MAC address notifications that were showing up in the Bluetooth scanning application on the iPhone. I was using the NRF Bluetooth scanning application for the iPhone. The Bluetooth scanning app was identifying iPhones, iWatches, and other cell phone devices like the Ericsson. But it was also picking up contact tracing COVID-19 notifications and MAC addresses. So the question is, are these MAC addresses coming from COVID-19 vaccinated people? As you can see, several different contact tracing MAC addresses were showing up with different colors and different UUIDs.
What did I just figure out, Justine? Scan this arm.
Okay.
Now here's my vaccinated arm.
What? No. No.
Do it again.
What? No. Dude.
Now this one.
You gotta be.
No, but so check this out. Whenever I put this thing on my chest, it actually does it more. It's right next to my computer.
Que si no sale la cara aquí.
Ahí, vamos.
Sí. Uf.
Madre mía.
Vaya, vaya, mira, 124 voltios metro. 125, vale. El otro brazo.
Madre mía.
183 voltios metro, porque no tiene magnetismo. No te preocupes que te vamos a sacar esta mierda. 183. 170. Bienvenida a la resistencia.
Well, the other day I got my shot, and I was at work, and I found this old tool here. I said, maybe it will show up and still find it on my arm. So I did the test. Watch, this is the real stud finder from Walmart. It picked it. Yep. You see, watch. It's beeping. Oh God, it found it. Hold on, let's see. Now this is the arm I didn't have. I didn't have no shot in it, but my good arm here. Alright, see it beeping here? See it beeping here? See it beeping?
Se para el vídeo, se para el bastante lejos. Se para. Más.
Where you step, God steps. Where you go, God's manifest presence goes. When you walk into rooms, the atmosphere changes. When you walk into rooms, demons begin to tremble and sickness begins to lose its hold. Here's why. As a born-again believer, you are a carrier of the glory, a host of the presence of God, and a dwelling place of God's power. Stop looking for a visitation of God's presence. You are a habitation of God's presence. You don't seek encounters, you live in one. Stop looking for an atmosphere, become an atmosphere by surrendering to the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Don't stifle the Holy Spirit out of ignorance, jealousy of anointed ministry, or even out of rebellion. Many speak against the Holy Spirit's power, criticizing it and rejecting it simply because they can't see beyond their own personal discomfort or poor interpretations of Scripture. Many despise prophecy, scoff at miracles, mock true deliverance, and even convince themselves that many beautiful expressions of the Holy Spirit's power are fake, or even worse, demonic. Because of this, sometimes well-intentioned but always misguided people stifle the work of the Holy Spirit and miss what God is doing upon the earth. Don't stifle the Holy Spirit. Get over yourself and surrender to Him.
Blessings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today I want to release a short prophetic word for the year of 2023. The Lord says 2023 is going to be a serious new year, and He means business about what He has called His beloved children, His chosen ones, to do. The Lord says, do not be shaken by accusations. Do not be shaken by lies. Do not be shaken by slander or threats coming against you from these social media platforms, on your job, in your church, or maybe even in your family. The Lord says, remember that I, the Lord your God, is the one that sent you, Therefore, as you pursue my work and my kingdom, you will win every single battle that the enemy tries to initiate towards you, says the Lord.
Family day at the playground is a wonderful time to make some memories. In this video, a family takes videos of their young daughter as she runs around the playground, having a good time playing on the swings, slides and jungle gyms at their local park. Everything seems normal and carefree as the family has a wonderful day together. However, when the family reviewed the footage, they discovered an uninvited guest that had made an appearance. In one shot in the footage, when their daughter was running around on the jungle gym, they noticed a slightly older girl with very pale skin and dark hair standing at the top of the jungle gym. She's staring directly into the camera as the girl runs past. What's truly disturbing is her expression. She appears to be glaring at the camera with an evil scowl. When the camera pans back, the girl is gone. To make matters even more terrifying, the family is certain that when they were there in the park, there was no other child at the top of the jungle gym when the footage was shot. They certainly would have remembered a girl glaring at them so menacingly. Could this video then be depicting some sort of unhappy spirit? If so, who is she?
Hey everyone, hey my dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Happy New Year to you all. I hope that this year is going to be a good year. This world seems to get worse and worse, but we have Jesus Christ. He's our rock and solid foundation, and he's going to take us home someday, hopefully soon. So again, let's hope that this year is a good year. On screen is David Letterman, pretty famous. This is an example of, it looks like he's being interviewed and he could just be resting his hands. He is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, but this is an example where it seems like he's just having a conversation. Maybe he is just resting his hands. He is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Is he aware that he's doing it? And on The Late Show with David Letterman, remember Paul Schaefer was the music, the head of the music or whatever? Here is an example of this guy is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. He's posing for a photo, and can you see how his hands are positioned like that? They just so happen to be positioned doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Looking at the camera, a little smug, he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. I believe he knows what he's doing here. David Letterman, being famous and famous in this world, I'm sure he knows about the ways of the world, the ways of the entertainment industries. But in this situation, he could just be resting his hands. This is a situation where Paul Schaefer is clearly posing doing that gesture. Well, brothers and sisters, today is a new year, and today is the closest we've ever been to salvation, redemption, going home. Keep looking up, brothers and sisters. God bless you.
So finances, health, daughter. Okay, so what's wrong with your health?
I have health issues. I have EDS, which is Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. What's that? Where your muscles and your bones just rotate.
What do you mean rotate?
I can hyperextend, rotate out of the socket.
You need a miracle, don't you?
Yeah.
Come over here for a moment. Just come over here. That's the power I got on you. Just stand there, Julie. That's the power I got on you. Just close your eyes and enjoy. That's the power I got on you. Oh, that's nice.
What do you feel happening, Julie?
I'm weak in my legs.
Look at this. She's like... like a jellyfish. Hey?
I feel like a jellyfish.
It's the power of Jesus Christ. Okay, open your eyes. Loose your hold in Jesus' name. Loose your hold in Jesus' name. Do you surrender to Jesus, Julie?
Yes.
Loose your hold in Jesus' name. It's coming out, it's coming out, it's coming out, it's coming out, it's coming out. Your problem's coming out in Jesus' name. Problem's coming out in Jesus' name. Loose! Coming out, coming out, coming out, coming out, it's coming out. Just lie down, Julie. Okay, you can stand up, Julie. I think you are right. Michael, don't help her up. Just leave her. How does that feel?
I felt really weird, but good.
Yeah, because there's something you can do to try yourself out.
Well, I can bend my knees. I haven't been able to do that in a long time.
What was wrong with your knees?
I've had major knee surgery.
What did they do to your knees?
I don't know.
They just operated on them?
Yeah, they did. I can't think of what it was called. And I've had back surgeries.
So bend over, do something.
I mean, I'm not hurting. It feels weird.
And your shoulders, elbows?
Feels great.
Do you know you've been healed?
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
How long you had this for?
Since 1995.
So you had a lot of knee pain, did you?
Mm-hmm. I was in a car accident, hit and run.
So you got new knees now, you want to go for a run or something? Off you go, you're right. Off you go. Someone give Jesus a clap. So, let your soul follow Jesus. And let your mind believe,
yes.
And your heart believe,
yes.
That Jesus is the healer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
A preacher, isn't it?
Yes.
You could be a preacher, huh?
I sure could.
Yeah. I think you're going to start preaching to your family.
I already do.
Praise God. Come on, Michael. Have some more. You know, to get more of Jesus is so good.
So I came to the meeting here for 2 days. I saw a lot of miracles and the physical healing that I saw, like especially in a woman with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's a congenital, like a genetic disease where the joints are very flexible. And she was telling that she twists her joints, and you were like telling how, what did you say? Because I can understand, like, all the connective tissue is so weak. And then seeing the healing in an instance of a genetic disease, that's like only Jesus can do it. I always wondered.
And what's your profession?
So I'm a pathologist, so I diagnose diseases under the microscope. When I saw the physical healing taking place in an instance, I can see how Jesus turned the water into wine. You know, like he could compress time and he could do all sorts of things. So I was like seeing it and in person, and the demons fleeing from people, and the faces like change in an instance from being depressed to being happy. It's remarkable. Like, that builds my faith so much. I came here, I saw a lot of YouTube miracles, And then I was feeling like, how does it happen? Like I have read so much, but seeing in person, like it's the biggest miracle for me. Praise God, He's awesome.
You know, it's like when I was saying last night, meditation on the works of God will increase your understanding of the Word of God and will build your faith.
Absolutely. So meditating on the Word of God and meditating on the works of God, how the Word manifests in His presence, to see that in itself is a big privilege.
Jesus is awesome, isn't he?
Yes, he is absolutely awesome.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Amen. Thank you.